Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, angels. Thank you so much for joining me tonight with the Seven Divine Gifts. I'm your host, Whitney Ladd, and I am so glad that you are here or downloading it later. And I am so sorry I wasn't here last week. Had some family health issues going on and couldn't make it. But I'm back now and getting ready for Christmas and the holiday season. So I have a lot that I want to go over. And tonight I have a special Christmas challenge for you. I also am going to do a Christmas prayer and blessing. And then I just have some general things I want to talk about, and I have some angel messages to share. So there's something that you can benefit from, and I hope that you will enjoy. And so to get started, I think we'll start with the Christmas challenge. And so what that is thinking about Christmas. You know, we're coming up on another year's ending and a new year's beginning, and I know we're not quite to the new year yet, but it's the time when things start to slow down and we start to think about the past year. And Christmas really has always been a time of celebrating life. That's really what it was before it became the Christian holiday of Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Before that, it was a time to celebrate different things. So, for example, there was Yule that was celebrated on the winter solstice, and that was a celebration of the when the days would start to get longer again instead of shorter. And so it meant that winter was coming close to being done. And so it was a time of celebrating life, and people would burn Yule logs in their fireplace, and they would have big celebrations and dinners and sharing and giving of small gifts. And so that's just one example. And then there was also a holiday in Rome, Saturnalia, and that was a celebration. And it was a kind of like a Mardi Gras. It was kind of an upside down thing where the rich would help the poor, and the poor and the slaves would be in charge of the masters. And it was just a time to celebrate and celebrate life and all the possibilities that a new year could bring. So it was there long before actual Christmas and the birth of Christ was added to it. And there was the celebration of different gods and goddesses at the time, and the birth of different gods and goddesses. And so it really fit well when Christianity came into play and became popular and started to take over. And so they adopted things that were already in place because it just made it easier for people to accept and to still be able to keep their holidays, because that was very important to them. Because if you don't know anything different, you're kind of resistant to change. So since it's always been a time of celebrating life and, you know, getting ready for a new year, looking back on the past year, did you get the things that you wanted? Did you accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish? And if not, then I have a Christmas challenge for you. And so what I want you to do, what it is it's three things, three ways for 3 days. So you can actually start, I would recommend starting actually after Christmas when things start to slow down and kind of get back to normal. So I would start maybe the day after Christmas, but you can think about it before then. And what are 3 things that you want? Now, it can be something simple, it can be something big, it could be something that you want for in the new year, but just what are 3 things that you want? So that's your 3 things. And so then the next thing, the next piece of the challenge is, what are three ways that you can get the three things that you want? So basically list three ways for each thing that you could get what you want. Like, how could you, what are action steps? What are ways that you could go about getting these things? And so that's your three ways. And then for the next 3 days, or again, starting the day after Christmas for 3 days, I want you to act at least three times each day on the goals. So, and preferably one of the three ways that you listed. So you'll act one time for each goal each day. So breaks down to, again, three things, three ways, and 3 days. So that is my Christmas challenge to you. And if you can't accomplish that, and devote 3 days, just 3 days, a few moments out of 3 days of your life to getting what you want, well, then I'm not really sure why you listen to Angel Coaches, because this is all about transforming your life and making it better, and this will help you do that. So please, 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 try the challenge out. You know, not everybody will succeed, but you know what? Just thinking about it and getting started and at least writing down the three things is a great step, and a good step in the right direction, especially since we are just around the corner from the new year. And so thinking about that, and the things that you want, one thing that really resonated with me that I've heard recently is that, you know, things don't happen to you. They happen through you. And so I thought that was just so powerful for me. You know, a lot of times we pray or, you know, do what we do, and we ask for things to happen to us. And we ask for things to happen to us instead of allowing things to happen through us. So it's a really big difference. You know, instead of praying, you know, I'm praying for a new job, for example. Instead of praying for a new job and waiting for something to happen to you, things happen through you. Let it happen through you. Pray for the right steps. Pray for the guidance. Pray for the actions to take that will get you the new job. You know, that's where spirit really starts to change your life and starts to make a difference in your life. So that's an example of things won't happen to you. They happen through you. And when you become available to that, that's when your life really, really starts to change. And another thing about the challenge would be, stop planning on what you don't want to happen or what you don't want to be. So many times we're planning ahead in life. You know, it could be planning how you're going to pay your bills or what your next events are. And we sometimes get stuck into this trap of planning what we don't want to happen. So we don't want to run out of money, or we, you know, don't want, you know, something bad to happen, or it's always like we're avoiding what we feel is inevitably going to happen, and it's negative. So stop planning for things that you don't want to happen and start planning that, what if everything went right? If everything went your way and you took action on the things that you wanted and you were able to make things happen and you took action on your goals and you just knew in your heart and soul that everything was going to be how you needed and wanted it to be, you know, then what would you do? How would you act? I'm sure you would start planning things a little bit differently. So know that there's always a divine plan for you, and it's helping hold you in place, and it's helping lift you up. So you're not alone. You don't have to do it alone. So start praying for things to happen through you, not to you, and keep that in mind when you're doing your Christmas challenge of three things, three ways, in 3 days. So that covers that part. And so now what I really wanted to do to help everybody have a really great Christmas is I wanted to give you a Christmas blessing and a prayer, have a Christmas prayer and blessing with you. So I'm going to do that, and then I'll get to your angel messages that you can carry with you for the week. So to get started, I'm going to ask that you just take a really big, long, deep breath. So you're going to breathe in and hold and exhale. So that's just going to kind of get you relaxed and get you ready for activating this prayer and blessing in your heart and soul and getting you in alignment with spirit, opening you up to the infinite possibilities that can happen through you when you just allow spirit to come in. And so now I want you to think of something that you're grateful for. It can be anything that you are just so overwhelmed with gratitude when you think about it. It could be something wonderful that happened, a miracle that occurred in your life, a family member, a loved one, just something that you're really, really grateful for and you just are so, so thankful for. And just let that feeling of gratitude just fill you up. And then think about how much you are loved and how abundant you must be able to have this thing that makes you so grateful in your life. Just think about that for a minute. And so what this is going to do is you're starting to get into alignment, and then you're going to open up because you're going to be so grateful and you're feeling so abundant because you are so loved and able to receive this thing and have this thing that makes you so grateful, and it really starts to open you up. And so now I'm just going to pray. Great Spirit, I pray for everybody listening now, downloading later, because always it's the now. You are always in the now. We are always in the now. And I pray that for those listening right now, that you would fill their lives with abundance, that you would allow this feeling of gratitude and this cycle of gratitude and abundance to continue in their life in the next year. And I pray, Spirit, that you would help everyone listening to expand their consciousness, to break through their barriers of fear and beliefs that are holding them back, and just open them up to all the possibilities that you have to give, that you have to offer, that you want to have shown in their life, the proof that they're looking for. I pray that you help open them up to receive it. And I pray that this prosperity and abundance just pours into their lives and that they feel it on many levels, not just monetarily, but in love, in joy, in happiness, in success, also in wealth, and definitely in health, that they would experience all that and more through you. Through an open mind, open heart, open soul. And I ask now that you just pour these blessings down and that you help people listening right now to feel their angels around them, to feel you surrounding them, for them to feel so loved, just to for a moment, even if just for a moment, their mind and the doubt and the fear and the worry just takes a pause, and you're able to just sneak in there real quick in place, and they can feel that love that you have for them and let that just fill their body, lighting them up and spreading joy now and through the next week and through this time of celebrating life and birth and renewal. And I thank you so very much for all these many blessings. Amen. Okay, so hope that was enjoyable for you. So now for the angel messages. So I've got a lot to share. We are getting close again to the new year. And so this isn't exactly geared towards it, but you can definitely feel it right there on the edge. So, and I definitely hope that you will join me next week, because I'll be giving you some more angel messages and helping you plan and get ready for an amazing transformative new year. So I think it's going to be a really, really great year. And so one of the first messages was it's time to harvest what you've planted. So think about the things that you have planted in your life. Are you ready to receive those? You know, it's time to harvest. So if you haven't been planting seeds of joy and planning for your future and taking positive action steps towards what you want to accomplish, this is a reminder that start now. It's never too late to start. Start now, because eventually you will harvest what you plant. So now is that time. So if you feel like you're starting to get negative things back in your life, you know, instead of going into worst case scenario thinking and starting that downward spiral for a moment and try to find the root, you know, see if maybe somehow you planted seeds for this experience somewhere along the line. And I know I've talked about soul planning, but sometimes not everything is about soul planning. Sometimes it's an unconscious seed that you planted because there is a lesson that you needed at this point in time. So sometimes you can think back and you can actually find, well, I did have this particular thought, or I did, you know, do this particular action, and maybe it's a couple days, a couple weeks, or a couple months, but now you're getting the results of that, because it's so very true. What you think, you manifest. So sometimes if you feel like you're not getting what you want, try to figure out where did you go wrong, because then you can correct and you'll know what you do want to plant to be able to get what you want in the future. So now is the time for that. So that's your first message. And so then the next one was, now is the time to get in touch and develop your spiritual practice. So if you are not somebody who cultivates your relationship with the divine, then definitely this is your wake-up call from your angels that it's time to get started. So you can meditate. You can have daily prayer. You can have daily quiet time. And some people find it really, really hard to just sit still and quiet your mind. I get that. However, I promise you it is one of the most rewarding things you will ever do for yourself and your life. If you just take the time and actually do it, you will absolutely love it. It takes a while to get into, you know, to develop the practice and make it a habit, but you'll love it. I promise you will love it. But if that's something that is a total turnoff for you, try yoga, you know, try walking. Think about some of the amazing insights that you get when you're doing something mindless, like washing dishes or going for a walk or, you know, different things, driving. Sometimes you get some of the neatest stuff. So what if you just took time out every day and did some yoga or did some walking and had some of that, you know, unthinking time and just allowed thoughts to come in? You know, that's one way that you can start to cultivate and appreciate and spend time on yourself, for yourself, and your spiritual practice and your connection with the divine. And as you do that, you know, your intuition, like I said before, meditation just amplifies your intuition. It takes it to a whole nother level. And it's also a message to, you know, it's the time to start taking care of your body. I know I was talking about before on a previous show that, you know, we're surrounded by all the holiday goodies and it's so hard to resist. But you want to make sure, even if you give in to those temptations, that you're still making sure you take good care of your body, hydrating it well, put some good water in there along with all the other the yummy things that are going around, the hot chocolates and coffees and teas and all the stuff. So take care of your body, but definitely this is your wake-up call from the angels to take care of your spirit, take care of your soul. Do it now. Don't wait. Okay, and the next message is what's happening around you is a conflict that you need to solve. So it's kind of like we were talking about before, you know, what you planted, you're now getting back. So if you feel like you're having some negative things happen right now, you can look at it from that angle. But you know, it's also a message that what you perceive is what you believe. I mean, you know, that's what you're going to experience. So if you perceive what's going on around you as negative, well, then, you know, you're going to continue to stay in that thought form, and it's going to take longer for you to get out of it. But if you stop and you step back and say, how can I find the lesson here? How can I find what's good here? How can I find God in this? How can I find spirit in this? Where can I find a divine spark in what's going on around me right now? It's going to help bring you out of it so much faster. And if you can start to change your beliefs and your perceptions about the situation you're in, it really starts to change everything. So, I mean, it's so true. If you change your perceptions, you will change your life. And another thing that you can do is journal. Journal about what you believe, what you feel is happening right now, and journal about, you know, where's the good in it. Journaling can be a really great tool to help you really discover things that you're feeling and thinking that you unconsciously think every day and you don't realize it. And it can become a really, really nasty thought pattern that you can get stuck in that is so not enjoyable. The negative thinking, the criticisms, the judging, all that stuff. So when you start to change your perception, you will change your life, and journaling really, really helps with that. The next message was, now that, you know, we're right here at Christmas, it's time for people to take a stroll down memory lane. I mean, you think about all the Christmases before, you think about good times with your friends and your family and all the gatherings, and that's great. If they're great and they're good feelings, then use those to help carry you through this season, whether you're having a good season or bad season. Let those past memories carry you through. But if you have things coming up that aren't so great, some memories coming up, look at maybe where there are life lessons that you learned in the past, or maybe that you can learn now from your past that you can have a perspective and, you know, a separation from what was going on. You can look back and think, oh, wow, I really shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have made that choice, or I really acted out of character. You know, where are lessons that you can learn in some of the unpleasant memories that you're having? Another thing that you can do is just hold on to those feelings, if they're good or bad, you know, and use them. So if they're, again, if they're negative, use them to find the good now that you can look, you can step back and look. And if they're good, then let those good feelings carry you through and create more good feelings for now. Okay, and so the next message is, are you ready to receive? I mean, really think about it. If you were to get what you wanted right now, would you be ready? Would you see it? Would you even believe that it's happening? Would you allow it to actually come into your life right now? Do you think that mentally and spiritually or even physically that you're in a place where you could receive what you're even wanting or asking for? Because if not, then that tells you exactly where you need to work and exactly what you need to work on. So think about, really, really think about and feel, what would it feel like to get what I want right now? What are those feelings? And let those feelings help you create what you do want to feel, and let that help lift some of the blocks. You know, do you feel like you're ready to receive? Do you feel like you're worthy to receive what you're asking for? You know, those are just some questions to ask yourself. And again, that would be great things to journal on, because if you're not ready, Spirit's going to work within the confines of your own limitations and your own limiting beliefs. So if you're limiting yourself and you're limiting your beliefs, you know, it's really, really hard for Spirit to bust through that, because you've got your walls up so, so high and so tight, you know, you're just locked in your little box. So, you know, are you ready to receive? Are you ready to open up and experience all the good that is waiting for you? Are you ready? If you're not, you've got lots of work to do. And you've got a whole new year coming up to do it. And, you know, listening to this show and following along on the Seven Divine Gifts will give you lots of tools and tips to help you create exactly what you want and to design a life that you want, and so that you're ready for it when it comes. Okay, and so the final gift is, or not the final gift, I'm sorry, the final message is, now is the time to heal and forgive. And so that's so important because we are right around the corner from the new year, and you don't want to wait until New Year's Day to sit down and decide, well, how am I going to change my life? How am I going to move forward? You know, what am I, who do I need to forgive? What baggage am I going to leave at last year's door? Because last year is gone. You know, don't wait till New Year's Day to do it. Do it now. You know, you have just a little over a week. Do it now. So start your plans and really look at, what have you learned in this last year? And, you know, where are some relationships that maybe broke down, or, you know, things that didn't really go your way or work out? You know, look at the why and look at what part maybe you played and start to take responsibility, because it's not until you take responsibility for your life and your actions and take full responsibility for the things that are going on in your life that you're going to be responsible in your life and, you know, take responsibility, and then you can control and create and design a life that you want. So you can't stay in that victim mentality and think that wonderful things are going to happen to you, because you're always going to be playing the victim. So you're always going to have something bad going on so that you can continue to, you know, have that story. So look at where you need to change, where you can forgive, where you need to heal, so that you can go ahead and plan on starting off the new year. So January 1, you're ready. You know what you need to work on. You're ready to work on it. You know, you've got your game plan set up, and you can hit the ground running and really start to make a new year and start to make a transformation in your life. And, you know, listening to this show, listening to the other shows on Angel Coaches, seeking out those tools that you need, you know, if you're being called in your soul, don't stop seeking, you know, keep looking, keep searching, keep going until you start to feel the change within your own life, because you will see it happen if you stay dedicated. But it starts with forgiveness, and it's not just forgiveness of others, it's forgiveness of yourself, because really all forgiveness is for you. It's for yourself, so that you can release the past, so that you can let it go. That's how you move forward. And so to really release the whole year and all of your past and start the new year off fresh, that's what you want to do, is look at, where can I forgive others? Where can I forgive myself? And where can I take responsibility for things in my life, and forgive myself and others for that? And so that's the best way to start off the year fresh, and that is the final angel message I had. So I hope that everybody has a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I think Hanukkah is over already. I think that ended last week, if I remember correctly. I'm not really sure, because Kwanzaa wasn't on my calendar. And anyway, I'm sorry I'm not good with all the holidays. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season, and I hope that everyone makes it through Christmas safe and sound, blessed and happy. And I will talk to you next Wednesday, and we'll get more action plans in place to get ready for a great new year. So everybody have a very blessed and happy now.